I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. One of Vancouver's internationally acclaimed artists has joins me now. Alvin Araska Tolentino is on to talk about the world premiere of a new work, Shifting Geography. It runs at the Vancouver East Cultural Center the 18th to the 22nd of February 2014. The production is created by Mr. Tolentino and German choreographer Raffaella Giovannola. Did I get that right?
That's correct,
Giovanni. Of Cocoon Dance, that's based in Bonn. I'll ask Mr. Tolentino about his company, Company Araska Dance, which is entering its 14th season, about the cities of Bonn and Vancouver, which inspire this piece, the themes therein, and more. Visit theculch.com for tickets and information, as well as companyaraskadance.ca. Alvin Araska Tolentino was born in the Philippines and moved to Canada in 1983. He received a Vancouver Mayor's Arts Award for dance for his contributions to the city's cultural communities. He has toured extensively and received his training with the Royal Winnipeg Ballet and at York University and SUNY. Please welcome to the Plant on the Line program, Alvin Tolentino. Mr. Tolentino, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Thanks for joining us. So your company, Company Araska, has been, you founded that in 2000, so that's 14 years old, right?
Yeah, we're entering our 14th season this year, 2014.
How have you found Vancouver in terms of, viewing dance and in terms of the audiences and the sort? Are we in this city savvy as to the dance performances that we take in, if we take them in at all?
Well, I think that over the years and the time that I've spent here developing my career as a dancer and a choreographer, it's really grown quite a bit, I have to say. I mean, for one thing, Vancouver is growing dramatically in terms of its diversity and population. And I think it's also safe to say that in terms of the community in the arts, especially in the performing arts and in dance, it's also growing dramatically. And I think that we're probably one of the interesting or perhaps diverse city in Canada that is offering a really critical time for the development of dance. I think there's some really great companies and artists, both established and also emerging, that are really surfacing and continuing to develop the form, the dance, whether it's in classical or contemporary or experimental. There's a lot of artists right now that are doing very exciting work, and also I think that now that Vancouver is opening up to a global community, becoming more cosmopolitan, we're seeing a lot of international dance companies that are actually coming to Vancouver. So that gives it a lot more for the Vancouver audiences to really see a breadth of practice that comes from Europe, South America, the United States, and also across the country. So it's becoming a hub. It's becoming really a place where dance is thriving dramatically, especially in the last 10 years. So I'm thrilled that this is happening for Vancouver.
And speaking to the cosmopolitan nature of what we're seeing in Vancouver, I guess this new show of yours, Shifting Geography, embodies that. I mean, you're working with a company from Bonn, is that correct?
Yes, that's right. This is a transcontinental project that I have been undertaking for the last year and a half with Cocoon Dance, who's based in Bonn, Germany. And the premise of the project is really to come together as two choreographers, two company, one from Vancouver, which is my company, Company Araska, and Raffaella's company, to share our practice, to share the working method, the research, the process, the production, to share the dancers. She has dancers that comes from her company. I have my own dancers. So it's really, this is the kind of work that is really so internationally process, and I think this is the kind of method and work, creative work and process that is beginning to emerge in Vancouver. You know, I mean, if you look at Montreal, who's been very close to the European system, there's been a lot of that kind of engagement, and I think now in Vancouver, that's very much quite apparent, and it's happening dramatically.
And so how did you guys come together in terms of putting the show together? Whose idea was it first, and how did you work? Did you go to Bonn? Did she come to Vancouver?
Well, the idea actually happened quite interestingly, because we both work with a particular dancer whose name is Martin Intamusu, and he is Uruguayan. And I met Martin in a festival in 2005. And in 2010, I decided to create a duet with him. So I brought him to Vancouver. So, so the company really works internationally with artists and companies. So I work with Martin, and Martin, of course, worked with Rafaela. And when we created the piece, Martin said, well, why don't we try and bring this piece to Germany? Because Rafaela and her company in Bonn runs a festival. So Rafaela agreed to take this work that Martin and I did in 2011. And so I got to know Rafaela then, and it kind of sprung this impetus and ideas to maybe try to create a larger project that is between Bonn and Vancouver. So Martin introduced Rafaela and I, and from then we just started to brainstorm. We got along really well, and we decided to make a commitment to create something of a bigger project. So here it is now. 2011 is 2014, so it's been in the process for about 2.5 years.
Pardon me.
Go ahead.
In terms of, because you're from Vancouver and she's from Bonn, or she works in Bonn, what did you find in terms of the cities themselves, Vancouver and Bonn, and what did they feed into this show of your shifting geography? I'm assuming because the title's has the word geography in it.
Right.
It played a part, didn't it?
Well, I think it's really interesting, and we were talking about this because, you know, as dancers, we are so very much about shifting our ways of working. Dancers are like nomads. They're everywhere. They travel. When you're an independent dancer, you try to work from one choreographer to another, or maybe come to another city in order to access to work. And when we were working on this project, we really wanted to base on the life of the artists and the dancers that we are, because we're constantly shifting. And in our work, when we're creating and processing, we're constantly shifting from trying to be embodying and experimenting with different state of the body and how to bring that to light. So this idea of coming to Vancouver for her dancer and for her to create the work here, to really understand what is the environment here, what is her body saying about her creativity when she's here. And the same way for me, when I'm there in Bonn, I'm doing that, trying to explore what's the difference of working here in Bonn than in Vancouver. And that means from the place that we work in, that means from the people that we work in, the environment, the state of having a jet lag from, 9 hours difference and going into the studio. What is the body exploring? So it's not just so much the geography, but we are actually using the metaphor of the body as the actual geography, and how that is shifting within the moments of the creativity and the process, and how to bring that into the work. So it's really trying to get the dancer to be in that presence of state. What is happening to them when they're here? We premiere it here in Vancouver. 2 weeks after, we're going to go back to Bonn and we premiere it there. So with the hope that when we're on stage, there's this constant shift of information, idea, processing in the body, because that's what dance is. It's being in the moment and processing the physical form, the dancing body.
What audiences see in Vancouver, or what they'll take away from the show? Do you think that's different than what they'll see in Bonn a couple of weeks later?
Vancouver audiences are very different from the German audiences, I think there is certainly a cultural differences. Bonn is a pretty, very, I would say, quite conservative city, but at the same time, they're also very finesse in terms of culture. I mean, they've seen so much. And I would say that it's the same in Vancouver, but we're looking at different cultural understanding of what dance is, you know. So we're interested in terms of how people will react to it. I mean, of course, we haven't shown it to the public, so it's going to be really difficult to assess that until we actually bring it to them during the premiere. But I would say that there will be a great difference because of their understanding of culture and dance.
And looking at the list of dancers, I guess there's six performers, is that right?
There's six performers, okay. Two from Vancouver, one from Uruguay, one from Spain, one from Taiwan that lives in but lives in Cologne, and one is Albanian but also lives in Germany. It's such a mix of diversity and roots of people. And again, that's a shift. That's shifting geography when you think about it. All these people that comes and have roots from different places, but they come together in a room, in a studio, in a performance aspect, and try to bring out this essence of who they are. And I think that's what we're trying to pull in the performance. And the composer also comes from Madrid in Spain, from Spain, Madrid. So it's a very eclectic group of people.
And so you're not performing yourself in this production, but you're the...
I'm choreographing this time. Yeah, I'm choreographing. I'm sitting out. I have six dancers in front of me, and I'm co-creating with Rafaela. So that's been a very dramatic situation because it's not often used in choreography where two people are actually making decision and making a piece. It's a complex process, and that in itself, I think, is a huge shift for me in terms of my creativity and my ways of challenging my growth in the development and the form of choreography. You know, I have somebody who's making another decision, and how to trust that idea of it, and to not have this sense of ownership, but to let go, and that's been a very challenging ways.
Yeah, and so what do you think you've learned about your creative process in terms of collaboration and the sort after doing this with somebody else?
Well, it's to really honor the notion of trust, and to know that, you know, you need to create something, let it breathe, let it be in the space, but allow it to make its way into something else, and to not be, you know, to not be so, I guess, this idea of ownership, you know. It's been an open process, you know. It's being as open as I can be, without letting the ego be the center of the ways of making the decision. And I guess, you know, that's part of really this globalization, you know, the artists working from many different places, and understanding other people's culture and ways of working. I mean, she works from a very European method. And what I mean by that is she comes from a very highly classical trained process and method, but she's also very contemporary at the same time. So I was very interested in that aspect of it. But she's been very generous. We've really tried to be as generous as we can so that we can process it. And I'm sure it's not easy for the dancers either to have two choreographers in front of you making the decision and telling you what to do, because often the dancers are only relying on one artistic director and one choreographer. So that's a big shift for me also.
Well,
And I think that the challenge of it is really to find the trust and to know that things will work as accordingly.
Yeah.
And oftentimes that's, you know, we control it so much, and this time it's to not control it and let it be open.
Well, what do you think your collaborator and these dancers have learned from you in terms of your own personal experience living in Vancouver, your background as a Filipino as well? That obviously informs the work that you do as a choreographer, as a director, right?
I think it informs in in very different ways, and, you know, in very different situation. You know, I'm the kind of artist that have really opened up the door to experimentation and to work as much as I could with diverse artists. I don't want to limit myself from working with you know, a very specific form. I like to really open the experimentation, working with cultures and different people. So I think in that sense, it's been quite easy to deal with. I have my, you know, of course I have my own methods, and I have my own ways of dealing with creating. But as I said, you know, those are the kind of things that I have to let go and allow a new process to happen.
There's great physicality in dance and obviously a regime in terms of training and fitness. How much of a performance is mental and preparing oneself the ideal mental space to be in to be able to perform as your dancers do?
Well, I mean, you know, we rehearse. I mean, rehearsing and being in the studio is a very rigorous process. Especially in dance, I think, and you really have to involve not just mentally, but also psychologically and emotionally. And I think that's the great beauty of dance. Is you can't really separate one from the other. It has to be involved. I mean, you know, you're working with the body, right? And I would say that, you know, the mental preparation is a huge thing. And at the same time, to be in that mental capacity, but also to let go of it and to allow the body to express, because this is the medium of the body. And, you know, you can rehearse for hundreds and hours. Performance time is very different. You know, it's a magical time where you also have to let go and trust that with the mental preparation that you have, you can also be in the moment. You know, that's what dance is about, is being in the moment. And allowing to see what happened, and have that capacity to breathe something that's fresh, you know, even though you have been rehearsing a scene or a specific phrase, but to be in the moment, to be in that present state is very critical.
So while your performers are being in the moment and performing on stage, what are you doing as the choreographer during performance time? Are you there?
Probably freaking out.
Really?
It's just as hard. I think it's harder to be watching than being on stage, believe
really?
It or not.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, you kind of like know what's going to happen, but at the same time, you're looking for a magic, you know?
Yeah.
And it has happened before where I see the dancer, that's not really what I want, but then they do something completely different, and it's like, oh my God, what's that, you know? So there's a lot of those aspects that can be really, it's very much harder to be outside than to be inside, I have to say. As much as I like it, sometimes it's very difficult to watch because, I mean, you know, it's not difficult to be in the research because that's part of the process. But when comes staging, you know, it's a different story because I don't have a control of it anymore, right? It's the dancer's place to really engage into the journey. You know, I mean, I can't stop it, so.
I've always been curious, Alvin, about people that perform, whether it's dance or, say, musical instruments, acting and the sort. For you, you showed a great interest in dance even as a young kid, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, do you think you're born with certain talents, or are those cultivated as one grows older?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think that you can, I mean, for dance, you know, I mean, you can train the body, certainly. It helps to have the talent and the capacity to have the right body. You know, I mean, that's very relevant, especially in classical training and classical ballet. I mean, you know, before you enter a professional ballet school, I mean, they assess whether you have the capacity to go on or not. So I would say it's a little bit of both. And in contemporary, it's wide open. You know, it's right now, it's really quite wide open. But having a talent, having a facility makes a huge difference, but I think that working hard also and having really the pure interest that this is a commitment that I want to do, then, you know, anything can happen, right? So it's a matter of commitment, that this is something that you're going to commit yourself to and just plow through it, do it, you know?
Do you find as you move forward in your career, you're a better dancer now than you were, say, when you first started out?
Oh, that's hard to say. You know, I mean, you know, your body ages, right?
Yeah.
And I think that's, you know, it's such an unforgiving career because, you know, your body deteriorates, you know. Your body just gets frail and tired and exhausted, and dance is really hard on the body, you know, and I'm not a young chicken, so, but there is a certain quality and a certain information that I have, that I possess, and I know how to bring that on stage. It may not be a physical rigor, but it's about dancing intelligently. There is such a thing as dancing intelligently, and I think that comes from experience.
And that,
and you learn that, yeah. You process that, and over the years you understand what that is. I don't think that a young dancer can possess that easily because it comes from experience. And I try to find ways to work with my capacity now, you know, what I want to do. I wouldn't be dancing the way I would be dancing, let's say, when I was 20, because, you know, I would just injure myself, right?
Now, the experience of directing, choreographing, and also collaborating in that sense, mm-hmm. for this new production, that obviously informs the next time you'll be performing as a dancer, right?
Oh, absolutely. The learning process is huge, just yeah. tremendous. And, you know, every time I come into a process of a new creation, you know, I've heard this from another choreographer who said that she just want to make sure that she doesn't know anything. She knows nothing to start with. And I think that's so great to have that kind of philosophy, because it's always good to start fresh, you know. I mean, of course, you have your skill and knowledge, but diving into the unknown and not knowing what it could be, you know, and I think that's part of the magic about choreography, because, you know, you may have an idea, but then it could shift during your research and process, and that to me is very, very important, and to be attuned with that process is very, you know, it's huge information,
What's it like to play the cult?
You mean at the...
At the Vancouver East Cultural Center?
I think it's just amazing. They've been really very generous, and it's really my first time that I've been given the opportunity to have a residency there and to play at the historical theater. I mean, I've danced there many times, but this is the first time that I'm setting a work there, so I'm thrilled to have been given that opportunity and to also garner the audiences that supports that that center. And, you know, I think they're doing really well at the moment, so I'm really yeah. thrilled to be there.
Yeah, and it must be fun to be performing before the sort of hometown audience, right?
Yeah. I find it very stressful sometimes to be performing to your own audience, you know, because they know you and they want to know what you're up to next. So it's kind of nerve-wracking sometimes. You know, when I perform to the audiences that I don't know, then I'm like, oh, okay, you know, now I'm ready to just, you know, show something else. So I feel the nervousness once in a while.
Alvin, it's been great fun talking to you today. Best wishes with the show upcoming. And I guess I'm not supposed to say break a leg to a dancer.
Sure you can.
I guess Chan Han Go told me that I guess the word is mared.
Mared, yeah. Either or. Yeah. All right.
The show is called Shifting Geography. It's at the Kulch, the 18th to the 22nd of February. Visit company, ArascaDance.ca, and thekulch.com for information and tickets. Alvin Arasca Tolentino joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.